If you sing, you sing. Why is it incumbent upon singers to have to be able to dance and do X, Y, and Z and 45 other things? Like, it's like, I just, maybe God blessed me with a voice and I don't know how to twerk.
Yeah, like Barbra
Okay?
Streisand,
Like,
she gonna be dancing and stuff.
called Barbra Streisand. Hey Mo.
Hey girl, what's up?
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy VD.
I don't celebrate that.
Neither do I.
Hope y'all enjoying
Who? Anyways, you were saying YouTube something.
Oh, so I watch Ghetto Vegans on YouTube, and it's just like
Ghetto
relationship.
vegans.
Yeah, Ghetto Vegan
Okay.
on YouTube. It's like relationship goals. It's just a couple, they go around and eat vegan food and talk. And like that's what they do. They get paid to do that. Literally, that's all
Oh.
they do. And sometimes they let the kids join. And they were eating some, I think it was soul food, or was it the chicken wings? I don't know, whatever. They both look good. But they were saying that Rihanna had an announcement to make on the Super Bowl. And that was before the Super Bowl. And so I'm like,
Okay.
and I just saw it. And I'm like, I didn't know she's, so it was a plan, like she was planning to make the announcement.
Yeah.
But
That's what I
I
took
mean,
it as.
I expect cameos and everything during the Super Bowl. But it just seemed lackluster. Like that's, I think it was just a flex. Like she's so good, she ain't got to do nothing. Just be
I
there.
saw this one woman posted on like a friend's thread, and it was like, imagine like just the level. She's a baller, a black woman, pregnant, not getting paid to do this, took a break to touch up her makeup with her own
Yes,
makeup
with her
brand, free
brand.
commercial,
Yes,
right?
smart.
So she did the damn thing. So it's almost like we expect so much, but she's like, no, you gonna get me. That's what
Yep.
you're gonna get. And
That's
you're
the
gonna
true
get all
dream.
my hits. All like to me, it was
And
like
so many hits
it
throughout
was
our most of our
slow.
adult life.
Yeah, it was slow. It's not what you normally expect. You expect fireworks and all kind of crazy stuff, but
Cameos,
it
Drake and
made me,
Jay-Z.
yes, but it made me realize, dang, like Rihanna, I still think of her as
She's
like
a
a
billionaire
young
baller.
artist,
Oh no.
but she has been around like my whole life. I feel my whole like awake life. She sang Umbrella, and I was like, oh my gosh, it took me back to like early 2000. Like, she knew what she was doing. Shoot. And you go get what you pay for. You want to pay me? Maybe I'll shake my booty a little more, but. You go get, and I'm gonna get a free ad out of it. I loved it. I don't, you know, it needed more, but you know what? She was given what she was given,
I
period.
was too busy, like, is she pregnant? Is she
Yeah.
pregnant? And then after that, I was just kind of like uplifted by the dancers, not really her,
Oh, they were
but
working.
the They
They
just
were
like my energy
working.
shifted because I noticed I was having my little seltzer or whatever and I was not feeling it. But once they started dancing, I was like,
Parts of
yeah.
you started to wake up. They were
Right?
doing it.
They were
They were
doing it.
doing
They were
it.
really, you could tell they were so happy to be there. Like that was their moment, you know? I
Yeah.
was like,
Well,
get it,
I think
y'all.
also it's a flex to be like, look, you're gonna get my funky two step. You're gonna get what I give you.
It's a flex,
I'm
yeah.
appreciating that energy she brought to it, because she was like, you know what? I'm full on pregnant. You're gonna hang me from however high up. Like, this is what you're gonna get. That's it. So to hear people complaining about it is kind of like, I mean, who cares? I don't know. I'm not that big on the Super Bowl anymore anyways. I feel like a lot of things just lost.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me.
I mean,
Maybe I
I'm
need
in
some
Philly,
help.
so
But I feel like a
I'm in
lot of
Philly,
things have
so I
lost
was just
their fun.
part of the vibe. And I've always gone to the parties because I think it's fun to just be in a party. I don't know anything about football, don't care.
Yeah.
But it's just not, it was nice to see the city, everybody running around. Go Bird.
With
Everybody was so
jerseys on
happy,
and stuff.
friendly. The dogs had their jerseys and bandanas on. It was just
That's cute.
adorable. Such a vibe. I love a vibe. You know, I love a community.
Yeah,
And they were singing in the bars and stuff. And it was just a festive, it felt like Christmas time kind of vibes. I loved it.
I'm good.
And it was quiet. It was nice and quiet. I was like, this is nice. They need to lose more sports because this was nice.
No rioting and yeah, and
No rioting,
craziness.
just peaceful. I could record my little "Ain't That Some Shit" with PNP. We already had helicopters and sirens.
My
It was
goodness.
nice.
Yeah, I didn't really pay too much attention. And the commercial, I used to watch the Super
The
Bowl all the
commercial
time. Like,
sucked. Yeah.
yeah, I was like, oh, commercials. And I don't, somebody because the only way I'm finding out about stuff is just scrolling Facebook, because I'm like, okay, what happened? Because mm-hmm. I just didn't care. But I guess was there a church that put up like a $20 million ad during the Super Bowl? I heard.
What the hell?
And they're mm-hmm. like, if you could do that, you need to then be you taxed. Could be you ain't a church. People. You're a business. Yeah, they were talking about yeah. how many
we need
homeless...
to start a church. That's ain't nothing but a tax racket. That's all that is, a church.
But just think, and we were talking about this in our last episode about Black history. Where are the churches? You know, where's the Black mm-hmm. church? If you have this much money, you're supposed to be helping people. That's your call. That's your mm-hmm. that's your whatever. Preaching the word.
Girl,
or whatever.
That's why I don't go to church.
Supposed to be you want to be pro-life, that money could go to help these women keep do what they got to do. Well, I'm just saying, if that's your mission,
just like people running around,
put your money behind your mission. Yeah,
never they so church is a joke, no offense.
That's, if that's true that there was an ad for a church, because I haven't verified and I'm too lazy to do mm-hmm. so whatever, but somebody posted about it on like a major page. So if that's the case, damn, is just all I have to say. And the other commercials were whack. I was like, Bradley Cooper looking messed up. I don't know, with all these T-Mobile commercials.
Oh, wait, I didn't even see that.
The only one I liked was they had Sarah McLachlan out in a tent with a wolf. And she was talking about for 30 cents a day. You know her commercials.
The
that she
eyes
had.
Of an angel.
But it was something else. It was like a parody of that. And I was like, okay, I can appreciate. Or Clueless. Did you see that commercial? Alicia Silverstone.
I just saw the Breaking Bad and the Adam Driver.
I didn't see
Adam Apple Driver, TV there, or whatever that
but
was.
Alicia Silverstone came back and she had on her Clueless, her yellow plaid. And I was like, okay. And she was doing the share and she was doing,
I'll look them up on YouTube.
And she was like, as if. And I was like, okay, 40 plus.
Did she look the same?
I mean, yeah, she did.
Oh, cool. I like it when they look the same.
But she looks like she's supposed to look.
Yeah.
But she still looks like Cher.
You recognized her. Because some people, you don't recognize her.
No, definitely recognized her. And the other girl, the redheaded girl from the movie, I don't remember.
See Bradley Cooper.
He looked the same. He looked weird. He was with his
mom.
Was
Paul Rudd? Everybody loves him, Paul Rudd.
Sexiest man alive, or whatever it was.
Right, whatever. Because
he's funny, and they got to spread it around. You can't give it to Idris every year. Shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something off about Bradley Cooper got a bird face.
Why is everybody an animal? You said Jonah Hill looked like a beaver.
They do. They be reminding me of Grimm. You ever watch that? Like a damn bird.
But yeah, Super Bowl done come and went, and it's Valentine's Day. Whatever.
That you don't celebrate. We already talked about that. You don't.
Yeah, we don't celebrate it. We do. We make have your like own a love day. Yeah, but the kids do, and that was kind of a trip. Like, when did Valentine's become mandatory?
Always. You never had the Valentine brownies and shit at school?
No, but you bring the Valentine's, but I never had it. I don't know. It just felt weird. Like this year, it was kind of like you have to bring them. Which
that's
weird
in a new school, so maybe that's...
Like, don't tell me that.
Yeah, they can't. Like, you can't say, because, if you're Jehovah's Witness, you can't be forced to bring anything.
I mean, it's ain't no Jehovah's Witness at my school.
Oh, it's a Catholic school. Right? Yeah, sorry, you can take out.
I don't care. I mean, but it just seems like that's not something you can just tell people they got to do if you can't, if you can't afford it, or if you're not... I don't know. It just felt like mandatory this year, which was weird. Mm.
Why do you say it felt mandatory? Like, they said you must.
Because the wording and the emails and stuff was like, mm-hmm. don't bring this, do this. And it was like, who said I'm doing any of that anyways? I mean, I was going to, but it just, don't tell me what to do.
See, I love that. Like, I think people are lucky that God has blessed me with no kids, because I would be that mom, that different mom.
Doing what?
I'd be up there
doing
challenging
what?
People. Like, I'm not going to sit here and just like succumb to people telling me what to do and how to run my household and my kids.
Ooh,
like, if I don't want to bring one and like build that sense of self. Like, that's why I was telling you, the parent test is good, because it's like showing how people build that sense of self-esteem and kid. And that's really all it is, to know to show up for themselves, not their parents, show up for themselves. Like, there was a part where a little boy was rock climbing, and he said, Dad, would you be disappointed if I quit now? And he was like, yeah, I'd be disappointed. And another mom made a good point. It's not about me being disappointed in you. Would you be disappointed in yourself? And it's like, you got to teach, because this external, this is why we're in TikTok world. We're all about the, I always got to go back to that. I'm on my soapbox of external validation. We need that external validation. And so many people just live for it. It's okay to be different. It's okay to trust yourself. But with the right guidance, like, you're a kid, like, they were showing, like, kids were opening doors and shit. Like, they can't trust themselves completely. That's what you're there for as a parent.
Right.
But I wish MF would tell me. I mean, I love
that brings it back to Rihanna. Like, she didn't need any vouch. This is my shit. This is what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm tired.
Let me scratch my ass and sniff it.
She was like, I don't care. You gonna get this. And then you know what? I don't know what group it is, if it's like the super evangelical Christians or whatever.
Donald Trump.
Maybe, but the way Sam Smith performed at the Grammys, they were like, oh, it's the devil. Why are all these people, these progressive, I don't even know if Sam Smith, why are they calling him or them, sorry, why are they calling them progressive? I don't know the woman's name that performs with, like,
yeah, I don't know, song, that unholy song, whatever. Yeah,
but it was like a whole theme, and it was, they had like I think ears or a whole, I don't know what they had
they
on.
Always do that neo,
but it's art and it's who cares. Do you remember when Nicki Minaj did that whole like
she got in trouble for it because it was against the Catholics, so she got banished for it.
I mean, you've been to Madonna, like it's whatever. Anyways, they made a
that's
big
what artists
thing
do,
about they, it. And so yeah, Rihanna trouble. Comes out in this red outfit and they're like, look, why do they keep bringing up the devil?
Yeah,
red?
I was thinking
you
that
can't
too.
Wear red anymore?
But why is everybody wearing red outfits though? I was like, she a Chief fan? She a hater.
But why not?
Look, I got a red outfit. I mean,
it's so ridiculous that certain colors are like off limits now because somebody's going to think you're representing the devil because you wear
but
the
I
color
feel like
red.
They're doing it intentionally. Like,
but you know what?
Everybody wearing the same thing.
Catholic cardinals wear the color red. Yeah. There's a lot of people in different faiths that wear the color red. So it's
well,
like
that
the
was
devil
the thing.
Have a
Nicki
monopoly
Minaj
on red.
Or Lil Nas X or maybe Sam Smith even, they were doing it off of like the cardinal outfit, the cape and shit. One of them, I don't remember, but Nicki Minaj did a whole thing and they were saying like, how does Sam Smith get so much grace and not Nicki Minaj? And it's just like, we talked about this a little bit, how it's like black women, you're never gonna get any grace. Just might as well suck
that's
it
why
up.
That's why you're gonna two-step on the Super Bowl and tell them to kiss your ass. That's what
it
is. That's what that
and they
was.
Gonna do
I
it.
Love it.
And they're gonna go and buy some makeup and draws. Okay.
And she is just so, she doesn't age. She is so beautiful. Mm-mm. I can't. Like, it makes me like, ah. But she's a
she
dancer.
Looks the same.
She's a
She
like,
is.
And
so I was wondering.
Yeah, like I forgot. Like
I never
she's,
I don't
she's from the
her.
Islands and stuff. She could, you know, I know she can dance. I feel like I've seen her whining and doing stuff.
I didn't say anything because I was like, maybe this is like, I don't know anything about her. I just listened to it, you know, in the background of life, when it plays on that, I don't follow
the soundtrack.
Her
yes.
Particularly. So I was like, maybe that's her thing. She doesn't go like her. I don't know
she
what
doesn't
her
go.
Is doing now, but but her, when I saw her a couple of years
did she
back,
dance?
She does not do anything. She just stood there. And I was just like, wow, this is not moving at all. She was
but
playing
you know
some
what?
Kind of instrument.
If you sing, you sing. Why is it incumbent upon singers to have to be able to dance and do X, Y, and Z and 45 other things? Like, it's like, I just, maybe God bless me with a voice and I don't know how to twerk.
Yeah, like
okay?
Barbra Streisand,
like,
she gonna be dancing and stuff.
You call Barbra Streisand.
But she just had awkward inner, it was just weird, I don't know. Like, Barbra Streisand will do, you know, she'll do something, but her just was kind of just standing there. It was the most awkward thing I've ever seen, but I guess she was socially awkward, so I think she's out now. She's like taking pictures with her eyes showing and everything now.
I'm trying to think. Erykah Badu, does she dance? I mean, she vibes. She like
she crazy. She all around the stage,
well,
walks around.
Now, yeah.
Well, I saw her a couple of years back. Yeah,
I feel like I've only seen her sitting on a stool or standing. I haven't seen her like doing some stuff, you know. But
no,
I mean,
she
I don't
doesn't
know.
Choreograph. She's crazy.
She just vibes.
Wailing, even an old ass
damn
Ozzy
the look on your
Osbourne.
Face. You're like,
Ozzy Osbourne. He doesn't dance, but he just, you know, jump
you
walks
get in
the around
music.
The stage,
yeah,
shuffles
yeah.
around the stage like interactive, I guess is what it is. She was just like in her own, like, nobody is here, I'm just here to perform. I'm like, that's a baller move too, though, to be able to be like,
yeah, you still paid for this
singing, and you
so
still
enjoy
pay.
It yeah,
pay them checks.
That's the goal in life. That's the goal in life. You gonna pay me and you're gonna get me,
right?
Period.
That's what I hate. That's what I hate about the gift of singing, because everybody has it. It's like a common thing. There's so much competition, and you really just have to be picked by the right person at the right time. That's where there are people out there who can't sing, who don't have any stage presence or anything, and they're still balling. And it's like, I gave up, because I hate anything that has to do with like public intake, because like that's your
you're
check.
Like, I'm
your
not buying
determined.
Into the system.
Yeah, people gotta buy it. No, they gotta buy into you. And it's like, you can't control what people buying, you know, like buying you.
What is the saying? It's like, you don't sell the product, you sell the problem it solves. So you gotta make people feel like they need you, which is like, I don't know how people do that, but yeah, you make it feel like there's a void that only I can fill with my music, my art, my whatever. So you gotta have a something about you, which is like,
yeah. And that's why they end up all on all these drugs and stuff. They can't keep up the persona. It ain't real.
And that's a heavy burden. You got a problem. Mm-hmm. I will fill it. I will fix it. I'm the one prolifically writing these songs and performing.
But they do. Like, they're the soundtrack. Yeah, there's the soundtrack of life. They tell, they sing stories we can relate to. A lot of them are like toxic ass songs because it's like, it can take you back to a memory or it's like the collective consciousness. And I think that's why they get so popular.
That's why I love music, though. That it takes you back. Like, literally, when Rihanna sang Umbrella, I was like, whoa. It took me all the way back to, like, call it, like, oh, my gosh. Like, it was just a weird... Because it's not a song you listen to anymore. You know what I mean? You don't hear it often. It's not...
I do.
I don't know when the last time I heard it.
Spotify and stuff.
I mean, I don't listen to that, though. I listen to just Apple Music, whatever the latest stuff is or whatever. But to hear music you haven't heard in a long time, like a little while ago, like Juvenile came on and I was like, oh my god, like talk about taking me way back.
Master P, No Limit.
That reminds me of the beach trip we took and you were in the back seat just bought. Was you in the you were next to me.
Oh yeah, I came out of it, me and your friend,
and you were
we just started going. That was a jam.
Good times, good times. Here I come.
But let's talk about what Rihanna, she's so successful, billionaire and everything, and she got, you know, she's having kids with this spouse who partner who's like getting felony charges and all kind of stuff.
I don't know who
I don't know who he is either. Like, what is it? I think he's a rapper. ASAP, is it ASAP Rocky or ASAP Rocky? He definitely had a song I liked back in the day.
I've seen pictures of them together.
He's a cutie pie. He's a cute guy.
Have you seen pictures of their first child?
No.
I feel like they make beautiful babies. I haven't seen them. Yeah.
So they're he's a baby handsome guy, 34.
Okay.
She's what, 36, 37? Ooh, she got a young man. Hey. Hi.
What's his name, ASAP?
Rakim Athelastin Myers. He's from Harlem. Okay, in New York. Rakim.
Okay. Oh, they're interesting. Their style. The style, baby. Oh, okay. So I just saw a picture and he's wearing something that looked like gumballs, like a jacket.
Ew, and he dated Iggy Azalea. Gross. Like, he made you think what?
It made me think of just current. I mean, we're just shooting the shit about whatever. Do you watch You on Netflix?
Yes.
Have you watched this new season?
Yeah.
There's a new season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't finished it. But I'm just like, oh, I forgot how much I like this show. Like, it's one of those shows I put on in the background before, and then when I saw that there was a new season, I put it on, and I was like, I forgot about this. I think I like this. Because I feel like I'm lacking some... I need shows. Mm-hmm. Why are my lips so crusty? Looking like...
Mine, too.
Dave Chappelle.
It's that time of year.
Looking like Dave Chappelle. What skin was that?
I usually have some kind of lip stuff. The crackhead, I forgot
the
name.
Yeah!
This is crazy. It says... Let me see. Oh, it's not that bad.
It's like my lips are white.
Ugh, that's gross. I'm sorry. I don't like lines and stuff. I'm sorry.
What, my wrinkles? I'm dehydrated. I've been blowing my nose a lot, so everything is red.
Mine is dry too. I'm trying to keep LL Cool J in because I can't find my
put your gloss, your lip gloss.
Okay, it says in July 2019 he was arrested for an aggravated and then simple assault in Sweden. And in 2006, he was drug dealing. 2012, he was fighting in downtown.
This is going to be wrong of me to say, but at least he ain't beating her.
He was sued for violently attacking a man after being spotted doing illegal drugs in a clothing store. Who knows what that was? That could have been weed. And then on August 31st, 2013, he allegedly slapped a woman during a Budweiser Made in America Fest.
2013. That's 10 years ago. This is, he had a childhood, okay? He had a troubled youth. I don't know. I looked at, I'm just looking at pictures. And of course, I feel like Rihanna will never be able to shake Chris Brown because it's a picture of her and Chris Brown.
Everybody's still talking about him. Yeah.
He look a mess.
Oh, so he got it in 2019. He was arrested for aggravated assault in Sweden and all kind of stuff. And he was convicted of assault, given a suspended sentence and asked to pay $1,000-something in damages. And then in April 2022, he was arrested by the LAPD.
So he been busy. Busy.
Shooting in 2021. They filed charges on August 15th. So this is ongoing. And it's just like, I wanted to see it and be like, oh, this is the plight of a Black man, can't get a break. But it seems like this is a troubled person. And it's just like, is she?
I mean, what are they going to find, though? If you're amongst rappers and musicians, et cetera, I feel like the overwhelming majority of people in this genre, you're going to find, you know, sordid pasts and troubles with the law, et cetera. I feel like, I don't know if that's an overgeneralization, but, or just, you know, young Black males, period. Plus you add rap.
Oh, that baby
add...
cute.
Isn't that
Ooh,
baby
Rihanna
beautiful?
Booty cheek cute. Ooh, go Rihanna Booty cheek. Yeah. Oh, that baby beautiful. Why do you got that outfit? Oh my God. Got mama forehead. Yes.
Rihanna do have a forehead. Ooh.
Adorable. Oh, this is a photo shoot. Okay. This is adorable. Oh, beautiful fam. But you out here a billionaire and it's like,
why people see this is terrible because you can't even there's a article here, Rihanna slept with Drake and ASAP in the same
who cares
something. Yeah, but I mean that's what I'm saying, like why is that
that's
even
not a, beating people, like that's not assault, like that's a public menace, like who you do in the bedroom, I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care either way, to be cares. Honest, as long as she seems happy,
she doing
she,
it
out here having another
if
she baby.
Want to do it
he must got that golden rod, you know, so
I don't want to. Oh no, I don't want to know
magic.
I don't want to know. Ah, I don't know, but they need to leave Rihanna alone, period.
She ain't bothered. That's what I love about it. She don't give a F. That's the energy people need to be walking
that's
with.
Beautiful. Yes. Like, I'm gonna do my job. I did my job.
Ain't that some shit? I said, ain't that some shit? Oh, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? God damn. I've been really struggling with the idea of celebrity lately. I'm starting not to even understand why it exists, why we put so much on people to be something that we made up in our heads, and it messes them up too. So many celebrities have died. So many celebrities have hurt themselves or suffered from mental illness because of these pressures. And for what? What's the purpose? What is the purpose of celebrity? I started to think about this when I would see celebrities and be like, oh, I saw this person, who cares? That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that I am special. It doesn't mean that I have any kind of extra credentials. Who cares that I saw someone? What's the significance of that? I don't know. I just wish we could see some natural haired Black people. I mean, that could be her natural, but she, I don't know. She got green eyes. I'm just saying, like,
we try to do genetic tests and stuff to find out. That's right.
I just, like, I know that was an extra hair she had for the show, and performers do that, but I just feel like we just never see, I'm really bothered by it. We never see natural nappy-haired Black people. Lauryn Hill, I think, was it, and people hate her because she was kind of late.
Well, she went crazy, too.
Yeah.
I used to love her. She went.
It's like, I literally watch shows, I've been looking, and I'm just like, nobody wears natural hair. Nobody.
You know what, Michelle Obama said something. I
even she,
what show
she couldn't.
Was on.
She didn't want to be a disgrace or something.
Well, no, she talked about it. And she's like, you know what? The amount of damage done to my hair. She was talking about, like, a lot of times they were wigs. She's like, a lot of times that wasn't even my hair. She's like, because you can't just press your hair every single day and have it do all that stuff every single day. And
most
she was just saying,
wigs.
She was saying, like, the amount of pressure to be the. She's like, I understood. I can't be me. I'm trying to be as authentic as I can, but I can't because this is Barack's moment. This is our moment, and I'm not gonna come up here and ruin it for it. Again, we talk about first and then who comes after. You can't. I mean, could you imagine if they just showed out?
What's like, his name? Wife did. No, what happened? Like who? Nothing happened. The mayor of New York, the old mayor. What was his name? I forgot.
De Blasio.
Bill De Blasio. Yeah, his wife's locked.
Yeah, where they at?
He was the mayor of New York. I mean, that was on
him. But where are they at?
That was on him. I don't know what they're doing now, but it wasn't because of her hair. Like, people didn't like his policies and things like that. But if.
Right. But I think that's different from First Lady of the United States. I mean, he couldn't even wear a tan suit. She couldn't have her buff, beautiful arms.
Says who? Says who? This is bullshit. Look at Trump. Trump can do whatever the fuck he wants. That's why I'm turning Republican. I'm sorry.
Why? That doesn't even make sense. That sense did not make sense. That sentence made no sense, Lord.
He could literally do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah. You could be Republican. You still can't do whatever the fuck you want. You can't. There's that
well,
rule.
I'm going to be with people who can.
But you still can't.
That's okay. My team will.
That's terrible. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
But I know what she means. Like, you don't want to embarrass. Can't embarrass.
And, I don't think it's embarrassed. Like, she wasn't saying embarrassed, but it's, I think that we're missing some of the, we talk about this place and time. We talk about being free to be authentic, et cetera, but also a respect for, not that this is disrespectful, but like appropriateness in your surroundings. Like, you could be authentic to yourself.
So,
but then
so
also
natural
know,
hair is inappropriate?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, and I'm not talking about hair specifically. We've talked about this as an idea before about how people just want to show up. I don't know if it's millennials or Gen Z, just show up and be like, this is who I am. This is how I talk. This is what I do in the workplace.
Yeah, there's a place and time. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And so I think for the country to have never had this before is not the time for you to be fully out. You know what I mean? You got to ease. You got to take the rip the bandit off.
She wasn't like that before in any pictures I saw either. So
she had braids and stuff, but what are you talking about? She had different styles. She couldn't even wear braids.
Whatever
what is she supposed
she
to
wants
do?
To use.
I don't know. I think it's easy to say that until you. I'm sure it was really difficult in her shoes to have to navigate. How
oh
much
yeah,
of
that's anything
you have to
in
give
that.
Up.
You can't. That's even Melania probably faced issues like that.
Fuck
whatever
Melania.
Any kind of woman is gonna be.
She faced a
image.
Lot of things. But what did she have to change
what
of herself? I don't think
she
changed anything of herself.
She didn't have to. She's white. She's already.
That's
acceptable.
What I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And then that shirt, like, what did she say? We don't care or whatever. That jacket she had on, like,
it.
You really just didn't.
We
yeah,
need a
but,
black
like,
person.
Just,
I guess that's
care.
My point. We need somebody black, not me, but we need somebody black with the audacity to be black. Does he just be fully in there? Ooh, and then they blacken it.
Whoops. May have to use a little beep beep.
Be fully in it and just be own it and just be like, I am what I am. I is what I is.
We got an AKA up in DC right now.
Pretty girls with 20 pearls. Hey.
But I feel like, I mean, the representation expected versus what we're, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
She's not
I'm
an
feeling,
AKA at all. She's robot.
What happened AI, from back
AI,
then?
AI bot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's a lot to put on
I
her.
Forgot
too.
We had
at
a vice
some point,
president.
Yeah, and forgot who she was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Joe Biden got to get rid of her. He going to run again.
He can't
who
run again. He cannot run again.
Cory Booker. Somebody. I'm sorry.
He cannot run again.
Ageist?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, call me ageist. I'm realist. Neither Trump or
Trump's the, running. He's like what?
Them.
A few years. How old is Trump?
Neither. They're the same age, aren't they? Or like, right? I mean, they're both old as shit.
Yeah, and, 76, 80. What's the difference? Yeah.
And how foul of you to further to? This is typical boomer shit. You've got other generations coming up behind you, and you can't let go of shit and let people take the reins. That's
but
boomer
I think,
shit.
Yeah, ages, they should be me. Like
propping up the next generation.
Because he doesn't like Ron DeSantis, right? So, I mean, I don't like Ron DeSantis either, but that's, I'm just trying to think who would be, like, for the Democrats, I have no idea. No idea.
Right. On the Republican side, there's younger, I mean, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, they
yeah,
had younger
they have
people
a few,
running.
Yeah.
So, right. So, but what's going on with the Democrats? Who?
Mm-hmm.
Who was running before? I don't even remember. Elizabeth Warren is older, isn't she? Bernie, old as hell.
Yeah, Bernie.
Amy Klobuchar.
Nobody was serious. Like, this stupid
nobody,
people. Like,
yeah,
I remember
nobody.
The debates, like, the first debates when it was, like, 12
Eric
people.
Eric Swalwell and all these people who were like, who are you? Like,
what's Kang? Yeah. What's his name? I forgot. Not Kang. What was his name? Andy?
Oh, Chang. The Chang Gang or whatever. What? Yeah.
Andrew? Wait, what's he doing? He moved to New York or something, I thought. I don't know.
He was talking too much about giving too much money to people, and people didn't like that, I think.
It's just so crazy when you think about it, like giving money to people, how it's okay to give it to the rich, to squander and not even like distribute it to other people. Mm-hmm. And when you hear about like, oh, getting rid of student loans or something, people get outraged. And it's just like, make it make sense. I could see if you thought some trickle down kind of economics, like, oh, you're going to give these rich people all this money and they're going to
people believe
that. Somehow get down to you. But these people got all the way with these PPP loans and stuff and all these different
mm-hmm.
things and nobody
mm-hmm.
cares.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're about to get World War III. We got balloons they're trying to distract us with, railroads crashing.
No, balloons, not the balloons. Chemical, you see Marjorie Taylor Greene walking around Congress with the balloons. She was at the Capitol just walking around with this big old white balloon. I was like, oh, how is a woman like that? One, how is she still holding any kind of office?
The
and
audacity. How is she being,
it's I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's
because she's literally on the level of Herschel Walker as far as intelligence, as far as mm-hmm. I'm concerned. The way the stuff that comes out her mouth, like she can't even speak proper English.
Peach tree
dish. Like, how? And the lie you're told as a child that you have to be, and I don't know if that's just coming from immigrants or being a Black child, whatever, you have to be excellent. You have to be perfect, right? You have to be better than, and then you have peach tree dish. Mm-hmm. Like,
sad thing. That's one thing I appreciated in the 1619 Project was that there was a piece where she said, you know, Black people aren't given grace. And I'm like, hey,
no,
we sure ain't. You got to be extra. You got to go extra just to get the crumbs. And I'm like, yeah.
And then you have Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, out here living.
Just, and getting paid. I can't. That woman
I'm crazy for hating this world. Like, I'm crazy.
She's like a literal cartoon. I don't understand what Georgia is doing.
Georgia? I didn't even know she was from Georgia, see?
Or her district or whatever is going on there. What's her background? I mean, if she could be a representative, what are we doing? Like, what? I don't know.
Russian aircraft, Polish border. Oh, Nikki Haley. Okay.
Yeah,
Nikki Haley.
She's running.
We got that at least.
I mean,
they were guessing about that, but.
But what's that going to, what is that going to, what?
It's more in the South Asian mix. Let me stop. Just kidding.
I'm feeling like.
Nobody cares about her. That's just to get the pot going, I guess. But that's what I was going to say. Like,
could you imagine if the first female president was Nikki Haley?
That's never going to happen, but.
Or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or
that could possibly remember Sarah Palin. Like
that's what it is.
It's a caricature almost. It's like this person has to be this ditzy.
Well, Nikki Haley's not ditzy. Person. I don't think she's ditzy.
Well, I was talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, I wouldn't categorize Nikki Haley. I think she's respectable. I just don't agree with her on stuff. Like, I don't. But I don't think she's popular enough to do anything either.
She's not.
So. What happened to Cheney? Liz Cheney.
Nobody likes her. She got voted out.
She was joking like she was gonna run third party, run something.
That's what we need, third party. I think this is the perfect time for a third party. People are fed up and we're sick of this lesser of two evils kind of thing. Yeah. Where's the third?
I think that would be exciting. Like a viable third party. Like break up the votes. Like make it a shit show. Like less. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mess
Let's
it up.
The damn thing.
Just blow it all up so we have to start over because it's on one side and it's also old on the other side. It's just, or crazy on both. I mean, it's just, it's crazy and old and white.
I would love to be some kind of lobbyist. You just travel the country, just meeting people, trying to vet people. They're like, okay, this is the next, like, researching. Oh, what's the next big thing? Who's on TikTok? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a TikToker out there going to be next president of the United States.
Wouldn't be any worse than I feel like does it matter who you are to be president? Really?
Just age, I think, just had to be a United.
You just have to pick people around you who know what's going on.
Yeah, so we need a third party. Ooh, look at this! I got the white ring around.
There was always that one kid in school.
Oh, but that red ring. What was? I hate that. I'm still triggered by that.
Or they'd be putting the chapstick on or whatever, all out here, like the whole around there.
I hated that. And the people with the braces be yellow, all yellow, caked on and gummy.
God, it's traumatizing. Ooh,
Lord. I don't even know stuff bothers me until I see it, and my body's like flinches up.
That's how I get when I see certain face piercings. Like, if you pierce anywhere around your mouth, I get grossed out immediately. If you have a ring coming out of your lip, like, I'm just like, how you eating? Like, I can't even. Oh, I can't.
Wow. I'm so disgusted by people. Like, it's scary.
What is currently disgusting you?
Oh, your
unstable
lips just now. And not-
thanks.
Girl,
a mess.
Everything, my skin dotting up, connect the dots. Hair is in that awkward stage where it's like getting long, but not long enough to be flat on the side. So it sticks out. We can't really see. It sticks out on the sides. Jumping jack flash stage.
What's the maintenance like on locks?
Like, I don't know. You know, I ain't doing it. That's why I got the big locks. Every 2 months, I have to go in and get it retwisted. But
you're like, whatever.
Yeah, supposed to sleep in a satin thing.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that. Let it grow.
Nobody got time for that.
I don't mess with it. I wash it when it looks dry and put some almond oil. That's it.
Okay.
Apple cider vinegar wash and almond oil. I keep it natural. Dang. Team natural.
From the earth.
From the earth.
I can't right now.
I need to find my natural. I ain't no bohemian or nothing, but I just like natural. Because you know my trauma. Like, I just been through so much scalp falling off, face falling off. Like, I'm sick of all this stuff.
Face falling off.
Yeah. Like, I would try stuff and my whole face would, like, scale off. Skin and be products like, and all stuff. Red. Yeah. Scalp falling up. Scalp goop. It just happened. I forgot. What did I do? When my whole scalp was gooping out, like, goop was coming out of my scalp. Like, ooh. What the hell? Oozing. Like,
I remember the eyebrow situation.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goop coming out of
sensitive skin, I think. You probably should.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
I'm rough as hell on my face.
Nice. And you got a pretty face, so you can do it. Like, I need to go get a facial because that's fun. And the last one I got didn't do anything. The lady picked the blackheads out and it felt good. I love people rubbing up on me. You nasty. I need that too. Shoot. It's been a long time. Shouldn't have let me stop. No. I'm sick of this, man. I was saying I still ain't had no Valentine all these years. This is sad.
Why do we even have Valentine's Day?
Like, to buy stuff, commerce.
I know. So then why are we all upset about it? Like, I mean, all the hype.
I don't know, man.
My nephew is like, going to be 17. He's got a little girlfriend. Went to Costco to go buy some flowers and was like, why is this so, you know, just Costco roses. Why is it so expensive? I'm like, he's 17. That's so sad. Like, I just feel like,
$40.
Don't do all that.
Yeah. I saw this thing talking about, what do you say? I can buy me flowers or whatever that
Miley.
Song is.
Miley,
and then it's
yeah.
like, they go to the store and it's $40 for a bouquet. They're like, nah. I'm like, no, boo-boo. I go to Trader Joe's, $3.99. Okay.
I used to do that. You know what? When I was younger, I used to do that for me. These are, okay, you just reminded me of some stuff. Like when I was younger, how I would take care of myself. I would get myself flowers. And I had flowers on my bedside every week. Trader Joe's, little funky, whatever. Put it in a little mason jar. And I always had fresh flowers on my bedside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time I saw some fresh flowers anywhere.
I stopped going to Trader Joe's. But plants. Usually my friend sent me some flowers. I was like, that's so sweet. Okay. Beautiful roses.
I love it. Yeah, but just little things you do. Yeah, buy yourself the flowers.
I don't even like roses. Those are beautiful.
I don't like roses.
No, I do that. You know, I get myself massages.
Yeah, get me
flowers,
food.
I'm sick of doing it alone. I'm sick of eating alone. I'm so tired of being alone.
Mm. How are the apps going?
They are not going, but I got 2 minutes. But did you see that Shannon Sharp? Shannon Sharp was like, he done all this work and now he's 55, double nickel. And he did all this work, made all this money, and ain't got nobody to share it with. And it's like he somehow fucked around and had some kids at least. But besides that, he's like, it's like, what is it for? And I agree. It's like, what is it for? If you don't have anybody to share it with, I could spoil myself all day. That's boring. Like, these cats don't really need much.
I feel like there's something to be said. And as negative as it's going to sound, I don't give a shit. People are going to be mad about it. Mm-hmm. But you can't have it all. If you want to have a great career, you can have that, but you'll be alone. Or you'll be with somebody who's you don't want to be with, right?
Yeah.
Or if you want to spend a life of freedom, we had this on one of the lives, and travel all the time and do all these things, good luck finding someone who's going to be on this. Because that's a certain path. You got to find somebody on that same path. That's difficult. Like,
but people do. People do.
But there is a level of...
These van life people.
Compromise. And I think the less likely you are to want to compromise, also read, settle, whatever you want to read into that, it's going to be harder and harder. And I think for someone like Shannon Sharp, like if you poured your whole life, heart and soul into this career, which is amazing, very accomplished. Mm-hmm. What do you, I mean, I don't know.
because it's the accolades, the accolades. Like, he wanted to take care of his family, and that makes sense. You know, he didn't want to live in those those squalor like he grew up in, and he wanted to take care of his grandma and everything. So I could see the focus, but somebody could have helped him along the way, like a part, like a Michelle Obama helped Barack Obama. Like, it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily a negative. And I feel like that was for me too. It was always taught that partnership was a negative. It's something that's going to take you away from the books, take you away from your studies, take you away from your career and all these different things. And it's like, I don't have a career. Two, you know, like, all the stuff, like, if I had a kid, then the kid would be grown by now. Like, there's no, I don't see any bad outcome of anything. So I don't know.
I think I was pushed, the academics and stuff like that were pushed, but I think to me it was modeled that relationships were more important. They never said, but it was modeled that your relationships were more important, because when all of that is done, when your career disappears, you're outsourced, you're not needed anymore, or you've hit a pinnacle, or you're whatever, what's left? You know what I mean?
And the articles show
people
too.
It's the people that are left. And so I think somehow, not directly being told that, I prioritize that over.
And you also have modeling too. So you see, you know, like your parents still married and things like that. You're seeing relationships and things like that. So it's also a modeling. But like for me, I'm like, I'm just like, I didn't really see that, but also I have developed friendships that have lasted so long. So I know it's like, I'm not a bad person. It's not that I'm a bad person or anything like that. It's just like hard to meet quality people. I mean, you say I'm just sending y'all screenshots. It's like, you know,
the screenshot. I feel like you need to, there's gotta be a way without like completely just putting people on
people.
Blast.
Yeah.
Right. You gotta share like the one with the, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I don't even.
I can't.
All right, girl, I got to go.
All right, me too.
Any final thoughts?
Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you get lucky.
My teeth look bad. Okay. Happy Tuesday. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. You can be a good person and a bad bitch. You can be humble and know what you bring to the table. You can be crazy rich and still be kind. Normalize being good and having whatever the fuck you want.